Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 26th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down 3.5 cents, September wheat down 1.5 cents, and November beans down 4 cents. Currently, we've got the crude oil very strong, up $1.50 a barrel. The U.S. dollar's up 15 ticks. We've got gold and silver giving back a little bit here. Gold's down $6-7, silver's down 3 cents. Dow Jones looks open 100 higher. The Bitcoin is up almost $1,500 a coin here. It's almost tripled in value since May 1st out here. We did sell 145,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That could be a little bit helpful here. I think the grains were lower overnight as we're looking at warmer, drier conditions. We're going to see scattered pop-up showers here and there for the next week to 10 days. Chances of rain pretty much every day throughout the Midwest, but the temperatures are certainly warming up, 85 to 90. So we're sure going to be drying out, but you know, I think the damage is done out here, and it doesn't make a whole lot of difference unless we turn really hot and dry, which we certainly could do. If we do that, these markets will really take off here. The summit on the weekend with the president. It looks like President Xi wants to make a deal. He doesn't seem to be in any particular rush. Apparently, the bone he's throwing into the mix is to help the U.S. with North Korea. There's an announcement that the president might have his third meeting with the Chinese premier, the North Korean premier. So maybe the Chinese are working on some backroom deal to get the U.S. and North Korea off to a better footing here. But at any rate, if we get a positive deal out of the Chinese and we take off the tariffs, obviously it's bullish for the grains. If we don't, then I think this market will be in serious trouble next week. We could have the knee-jerk reaction to the lower numbers right off the bat on the report, come back, make new highs for the moves here, and that could be it, depending on whether or not a deal was made with China. So a lot of moving parts here over the next 4 or 5 days. A lot of new inputs. So we'll just do what we always do. We have some puts underneath us on this rally to protect the downside on whatever we've got growing. If we've sold any grain, we've bought back call options to keep the upside open. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.